Area 54 is now in control.
Thank you. Area 54, in 192.44. High fidelity sonic, electronic stereo phonic.
Thank you. Good evening, welcome to Area 54. Tim and Mike with you. Area 54 and the Chill Show here on 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. Just heard music from 07, a track called In the Waiting Line. That was the Dorfmeister mix. Sophien Rouge with a track called El Waharania. I haven't played that one in a while. I like it. I don't like pronouncing it, but I do my best. That's off of a...
We'll accept that.
That's off of a CD called Buzz and Fly. It's actually... it's a Ben Watt from... he's half of Everything But the Girl. And he... has his own, I think his label's also called Buzz and Fly now. And he actually is quite a accomplished DJ.
And producer.
Yeah. Oh. So this is, I think they're already at like Buzz and Fly number 4 or 5 now. And they're all quite good. He's kind of going more minimal on his last ones. I don't think you would like it as much.
The first ones were more
house influenced.
This was his first one, and I think it's pretty nice. Got some melody, some rhythm.
Yeah, the other ones are just kind of rhythm, right? You want some melody.
Yeah, a little bit.
How come your music doesn't have any vocals? You guys only play that techno.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Well, we had that the other week when we were playing out.
It happens once in a while.
It's okay. You can actually request songs. And not actually on this show, on the radio show, we do have a lot of songs with vocals. But sometimes when you're playing, especially when it's 2 in the morning and you're playing in a club, you're
doing your best karaoke set you've ever done.
Yeah, totally. You just got to mouth along with it. Make your own lyrics. Juliet was in there as well. A song called Avalon. That was off of her CD, Random Order. And then we had Q-Burn's Abstract Message started things off. This guy's from... Is he still living in Orlando? He was at one point.
I don't know if he still is. He evidently had a record store there. I don't know if he still has that either.
Didn't we try to find his record store?
And we couldn't find it.
Anyway. We had other things going on there. We were so busy in Disney World, weren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
The song we played of his...
Hanging out at the wave pool.
That was not Disney. That was over at Universal, wasn't it?
Universal, yeah.
Amusement Park Heart off of Invisible Airlines. Now, we had a big party there. That was a couple of years ago, though. That was kind of a rager in that what is that wave pool they have there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Once a year, we used to go there for a trade show, and that was always fun to go there, especially because, you know, we'd leave Portland. It was just so miserable. It was just nice and sunny over there and warm, and, you know, it's a good atmosphere and a great music scene.
Good club scene, yeah.
Great music scene.
I remember one time we actually had we threw a party in Orlando, and it was this club called...
Sapphire.
And their sound system was so incredible that the bass was so strong that my eyelids fluttered.
Yeah,
I remember. It doesn't happen very often, and I wasn't even close to the speakers.
Mike's eyelids flutter. Girls, keep making note of that. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. We're on every Friday and Saturday nights here on 94.7, midnight till 2. Repeat our show. Shows are from the weekend after Loveline 2 in the midweek. And got a great set coming up next. We're going to start out with a band that some of you might recognize, Saint Etienne, back in the... Back in the day, you know.
Back in
anyway, this is off their album Tales from the Turnpike
really
House.
They were really good in the 80s.
They were. Song's called Stars Above Us. Check it out. It's up next. Tim and Mike, Area 54 on the Chill Show here on 94.7.